Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Dov, Simon, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud. But I just got to start with Mamish 2 seconds of review from yesterday because I forgot to mention this. Yesterday we spoke about the different reasons why there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Whether or not it's to prepare for the fast, or it's like a din in Simchas Yontif or something like that, or din in showing how excited you are about the tshuva, or even to make the fast worse. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a famous tshuva where he discusses whether a woman is obligated in the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. So if it's to prepare for the fast, so that a woman fasts, so even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, usually women are exempt, but since this is to prepare for the fast, women would be obligated. But if you say that it's a mitzvah maybe to show you how excited you are about the fact that you're getting kapara, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, maybe we would say women are exempt. If you say it's Simchas Yontif, so we had a gemara the other day, also not so clear whether women are obligated midoraisa in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, even though we know they're obligated in the mitzvah to a degree. So that might be a difference. Another nafkamina is, what if you're sick? Let's say you're sick and the doctors say you have to eat a Yom Kippur. So you're not fasting. So if you say the mitzvah is just to prepare for the fast, so you're not obligated. You're not fasting. You're not obligated in the mitzvah. Because you're not fasting. You don't need to prepare for the fast.
Don't some say that to actually eat on Yom Kippur if you're sick is a mitzvah?
Okay. That could be too. But in terms of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, if you're not fasting, but if you say it's to show that you're excited about the kapara, so it has nothing to do with whether you're fasting or not. You get kapara either way. If the doctors say you have to get kapara, so then you would be chayav in the mitzvah. The other nafkamin is machlokas ha'achronim. Machlokas ha'achronim is, does the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, does that apply the night before Erev Yom Kippur? Does it start just in the morning? What am I for? That's a machlokas ha'poskim. The Magen Avraham talks about this. Who says what? Yes, it's Machlokes HaAchronim. Magen Avraham quotes a Shla that there's even the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif even applies the night before Erev Yom Kippur. The Gra says no, only by day. So if you say it's to prepare for the Tainus, makes sense that it's only by day, because whatever you eat the night before you go to sleep, your body's not going to remember. But if you say it's Simchas Yontif, maybe it applies the night before. Okay, let's continue. Good morning, Jeremy, David, Yoshua, Zalman, Ruben, Chanach, Yehuda, Yitzchak, Netano, Daniel, Yoshua, Mordechai, Stephen, Reb Avi, Dr. Joe, Mordechai, Tzvi, Harav Eliezer, Dov, Shmuel, Yitzchak, Gershon Eitan, and Tzvika. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in the Braisa, Tessa, and Beis in the morning, on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Echad anotea, whether or not you plant a new tree. Echad amavrich, or you take an existing tree and bend it over and replant the top of the tree in the ground. Echad amarkiv, or you graft one tree onto the other. Erev Shavuos, if you do this before Shemitah, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if you do it more than 30 days before Shemitah, so you're doing it in Av or earlier, also Lo Shana. So as far as the laws of Arl are concerned, since you did it more than 30 days before, so by the time Rosh Hashanah rolls around, it's already year number 2 as far as Arl is concerned. And as far as the laws of Shemitah are concerned, it's considered to have already grown prior to the Shemitah year, and therefore you're allowed to leave it alone. Pachas mishloshim yom. However, if you planted it within Elul, it's within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, lo also lo shana. So first of all, when you get to Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days is not considered to be a year, as far as Arla. And v'asr l'kaimen b'shvius, and also it's forbidden to keep them around during Shemitah. Now the Gemara later on, you're going to have to keep this in mind. The Gemara later on is going to explain that there are two ways to explain why 30 days is the cutoff point. In the beginning, the Gemara is going to think it's because there's a machlokis here whether one day in a year is considered to be a year, or 30 days in a year is considered to be a year. That's going to be one of the ways of understanding it. And then the Gemara is going to conclude and say, no, the reason is because it takes 30 days for a tree to take root. So it's a question about whether or not it's actually growing prior to the Shemitah, or is it taking root during the Shemitah? So it's not an issue of whether Yom Echad B'Shana is Chash V'Shana or Shloshim Yom. The question is, as far as Arla, counting a year, and as far as Shemitah, so at least as far as Shemitah is concerned, the question is, did this take root during Shemitah, or did this not take root during Shemitah? So we'll have to keep that in mind as we continue going forward. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Uperos, says the Gemara. Uperos netia zu. Oh, but there's an interesting other halacha. Even though it's called Arla by the third Rosh Hashanah, so let's say you planted it in Av. So when Rosh Hashanah hits, now we're in year two. Next Rosh Hashanah, now that's called already year three. So you might think, okay, so even though it's 2 years and 1 month, but now this is year three. So now the whole fruit of the third year you're not allowed to eat. So next Rosh Hashanah, you would think, okay, now it's Netar Avai, bring up to Yishlaim. The Gemara says, no, you got to wait till Tu B'Shvat of the next year, says the Gemara. Asur nad chamisha asur b'shvat. Even though you're counting the year l'chumra of the tree, you're counting it till Rosh Hashanah, but there's an added chumra that as far as the fruit of the tree are concerned, you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat in terms of considering it arla or revai. Asur nad chamisha asur b'shvat. Arla, imla revai. If you're in year three, then it's going to be until Tu B'Shvat that is called Arla. If it's in year four, it's going to be until Tu B'Shvat to be called Neta Revai. Again, halacha is Arla is first 3 years of a tree's life. You're not allowed to eat it or get hana from it. And the fourth year of a tree's life, the fruit you got to take up to Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Mino Hane Mile. Now, this din, how do we know that you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat to be finished with the din of Arla, and until Tu B'Shvat to be finished with the din of Revai? Amar Yechai Rabbi Yochan, Umatava B'Shmei the Rabbi Yanai, Amar Kra, Pasuk says, by Arla, Shalosh Shanim Yelcham Arim Lo Yechel, Uvashana HaRevi'is, it says, it's Neta Revai, Uvashana HaChamishis, you can eat it. So there's an extra Vav by both of these. So we learn that from the extra vav that somehow it ties the fourth year to the third year and it ties the fifth year to the fourth year. Sometimes you're already technically into the fourth year, but it still has the status of a third year as far as Arla is concerned. Sometimes you're in the fifth year, but you're still, you know, as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, you're already in the fifth year. But as far as Revai, you got to wait till Tu B'Shvat that you're still in the fourth year, Mishum Revai. So that's where the Gemara learns it out from. Oh, now, why is it that you need a minimum of 30 days before to be considered year two for Arla by Rosh Hashanah and for Shemitah? Why is it that 30 years, according to that we said before? We said before that it's got to be planted more than 30 years, both for the dinim of Arla, I'm sorry, it's got to be more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, both to be considered the din of Arla and to be considered safe from Shemitah, right? So where do you get that from? Says the Gemara. As I mentioned before, in the Havamina of the Gemara, the Gemara thinks that this has to do with the issue of whether or not Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashim Shana or Yom Echad B'Shana Chashim Shana. So says the Gemara, wait a second. You're now telling me that 30 days before the 30 days in the year is called a year. That's what we just said before. The 30 days is called a year. Says the Gemara, 30 days is called a year. Says the Gemara, Lema Dilo K'Rabbi Meir. Let us say that this Brisa is going against Rabbi Meir. D'i Rabbi Meir, Because according to Meir, Ha'amar Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. Rabbi Meir says, even one day in a year, Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashiv Shana. Rabbi Meir says, one day in a year is called a year. Desanya, because we learned in a brisa, par ha'amor b'torah stam. Anytime the Torah just says the word a bull, without giving any more explanation, ben esrim v'arba chodesh v'yom echad divrei Rabbi Meir, a par is 24 years and 1 month. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben esrim v'arba chodesh u'shloshim yom. Rabbi Eliezer says it's 24 months and 30 days. I want to point out, why doesn't it just say 25 months? 24 months and 30 days should just say 25 months. It's a little bit strange. They say, well, maybe it means 30 and not 29. But anyway, Rabbi Lez says 24 months and 30 days. Shahari Rabbi Meir Omer, Kalmakum Shnemar Egel Batoristam, Ben Shana. Whenever it says an Egel, a calf, it means 1 year old. Within 1 year of its birth. Ben Bakar, when it says Egel Ben Bakar, Ben Shtayim, so it's within 2 years. Par Ben Shalosh, 3 years. So 24 months and 1 day is already considered to be 3 years. Because Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashiv Shana. And Rabbi Elazar over here holds 30 days is considered to be a year. So he says when it's 24 months and 30 days, then it's considered to be a three-year-old bull. So the Gemara says, our brisa seems to be against this opinion of Rabbi Meir. Answers the Gemara, no. It's a different reason. I feel the tame of Rabbi Meir. No, maybe even our brisa could be agreeing to Rabbi Meir. So why do you need a tree to be planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah to be considered a year of Arla, or 30 days before the Shemitah to be considered to be not planted during Shemitah? For a different reason! I feel Tim Rabbi Meir, Hachi Ha'amar, Rabbi Meir, Yom Echad B'Shana. Well, first the Gemara gives a different reason. Hachi, sorry, I feel Tim Rabbi Meir, Ki Ha'amar Rabbi Meir, Yom Echad B'Shana Chash B'Shana. When does Rabbi Meir consider to be 1 day in the year considered to be a year? Besof Shana. That's only at the end of calculating how a par is. Avol b'tchilas Shana. But at the beginning of the life of a tree, lo. Rabbi Meir agrees. Ask the Gemara, what? That doesn't make any sense. Amar Rava. V'lav kal v'chomer hu. I should say just the opposite. Umanida, when we talk about a woman who sees blood, that midoraisa, she's tame for 7 days. She'ain tchilas hayom olala besofa. She's not allowed to go to the mikvah. Again, this is doraisa, not the way we pass it nowadays. But she's not allowed to go to the mikvah until the full end of the seventh day. So we don't just count the beginning of the day. We don't count a little bit of the day at the end. And yet, Sof hayom olala b'tchilasa, and yet on the day she sees blood, she doesn't need 7 full clean days. Midoraisa, this is midoraisa. Midoraisa, if she sees blood, let's say 10 o'clock in the morning on day 1. So that day is called day 1. So she doesn't have to, so she doesn't need a full day in the beginning. Even part of the day counts at the beginning, even though in the end part of the day does not count for her. That's midoraisa. Again, it should be pointed out that people don't know this halacha when it comes to nowadays, Shiva Nakim. People don't know this. Shiva Nakim nowadays, let's say a woman bleeds for 5 days, so she needs 7 full clean days. The fifth day, if she's clean half the day, that doesn't count. I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz this morning on the Peloton. He said he gets shilas. He says people have been their whole lives counting the wrong way in this. That you need, if there's 5 dirty days, if the woman sees blood, you need 7 full clean days, right? You do a hefsek tara on day number 5, you need 7 full clean days. That's not what the Gemara is talking about over here. Here we're talking about midin doraisa. You need, when you count the 7 dirty days midoraisa, and let's review the halachas. Midoraisa, if a woman sees blood, as soon as she sees blood, so midoraisa, she needs 7 dirty days, and at the end of the 7 days, even if she sees only 4 days or 5 days or 6 days, you need to count a full 7 days. At the end of the full 7 days, she goes to the mikveh 9, she's tahor, midoraisa. We nowadays are makpid that everyone's a zava gadola, which means that we're always makpid to count 7 clean days, because that's if she sees a regular, so midoraisa, she can go to the mikveh after 7 days. But if she sees during the wrong time, then she has to count 7 full clean days. We're makpid that we always count 7 clean days, which means you need 7 full clean days, not miktsas hayom. So a woman has to wait until she gets a hefsek tara, and if she does a bedika and she's clean towards the end of day 5, let's say, so then she has to count 7 full clean days, not miktsas hayom. So anyone who's not sure about this, you could talk to me afterwards, we could talk about it. But a nida, midoraisa, even though at the end, on the 7th day, she needs a full day, we don't count miktsas hayom, she has to wait till the end of the day to go to the mikveh at night. Yet at the beginning, even if part of the day is clean, part of the day is dirty, so it counts. Nevertheless, so shana. But anything that the Torah counts by years, sheyom echad olala b'sofa, if you're telling me one day counts at the end, so eino din sheyom echad olala b'tchilasa, so certainly one day should count at the beginning. So therefore, so the Gemara now goes back. It backs out from what it said that's what they're arguing about. So the Gemara says, oh, ve'elamai. So what are you going to go back to tell me? No, what are Rabbi and Rabbi Loza arguing about? Whether yom echad b'shanos chashav shana or not, that's what the argument. Ve'elamai, Rabbi Loza. So what are you going to say? Our Bryce is going like Rabbi Loza that says 30 days in a year is considered to be a year. That can't be either. Because there's another halacha, which is you need 30 days just for it to take root. Elamai, Rabbi Lazar, shloshim u'shloshim boy. Then really you should need 60 days. Why this not? Because there's a Mishnah in Shviyas. Ein notin ve'ein mavrichin ve'ein markivin erev Shviyas pachos mishloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to plant, and you're not allowed to graft, and you're not allowed to stick the head in the ground and have it regrow from the head. Erev Shviyas Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You can't do this within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it takes 30 days to root. V'imnata behivrich v'hirkiv. If you did plant it within 30 days, ya'akar. You have to uproot it. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Because it's as if, since it only takes root during 30 days later, it's like you planted it in the Shemitah, so you got to uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ha'kavish ina koletas, b'shlosha yamim shuv ina koletas. Rabbi Yehuda says it only takes 3 days to take root, and therefore, if you plant it more than 3 days before, then you have to uproot it. If it's within 3 days, you have to uproot. But if it's more than 3 days, you're okay. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, shtei shabasos. 2 weeks it takes to take root. And therefore, if you planted it within 2 weeks, you have to uproot it. But if you planted it more than 2 weeks before, you're okay. Va'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua. And Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Baravua about this, L'divraya Omer Shloshim, if you say it needs 30 days to take root, Tzarech Shloshim Ushloshim. So then 30 days is considered to be a year. And then you need 30 days for it to take root. So in other words, you need 30 days to add on to the Shemitah. The din of Tosefet Shviyas is you have to add on 30 days. Then it's 30 days to take root. So you need 60. L'divrei Omer, Shlosha Tzarech Shlosha Ushloshim. L'divrei Omer, Shtei Shabbosos Tzarech Shtei Shabbosos Shloshim Yom. So, V'inami, Rabbi Yehuda Svir Leish Shlosho Shloshim Bay. So if you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Lezer, who says 30 days is considered to be a year, so you should need 30 plus 30 for it to take root. If it's Rabbi Yehuda says 3 days, you should need 30 days of Tosefes Shemitah, 30 days are considered a year, plus 3 days for it to take root. So therefore, our Brisa does not jive neither with Rabbi Yehuda, with Rabbi Meir, nor with Rabbi Lazar. So how are you going to explain our Brisa? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Ela la'olam, Rabbi Meir. Really, our Brisa that says 30 days before is really going like where a Meir said 1 day in a year is considered to be a year, and therefore it's enough as far as Tosefes to add on only 1 day. Ela olam, Rabbi Meir. V'chiko amar shloshim. When Rabbi Meir says even 1 day is going to be a year. V'chiko amar shloshim. When the Brisa said 30 days, liklita. The Brisa, when it says 30 days, is not because it holds 30 days in the year is considered to be a year. It's because you need 30 days for it to take root, plus 1 day in the year is considered to be a year, so 30 days should be enough. Ask the Gemara, Yachi, Shloshim ve'echad ba'i. Shouldn't it require 30 days for it to take root, plus 1 day in the year is considered to be a year, and therefore shouldn't it say 31? Answers the Gemara, Kasavar, Yom Shloshim, Ola Lakan Lakan. The 30th day does double duty. It counts both as the 30 days for it to take root, plus the 1 day in the year is considered to be a year. So it's like the Achronim say, two Mitzvos Hayom Kekulos. You have Mitzvos Hayom Kekulo on day 30 that'll take root within the Mitzvos Hayom, and then you have another Mitzvos Hayom Kekulo on day 30 that's considered to be Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashav Shana for the din of Tosefes Shemitah. So therefore, they both come at the same time, and that's why you only need 30 days. Now, I just want to point out for a moment, turn back for 1 second to Yud Amud Aleph. Beautiful Tosas over here, Nafka Mina. Tosas says, we'll take a look for 1 second. We'll point out two things. First of all, as far as the law of whether or not, first of all, simple pshat on what we learned, when you graft something, or you stick the head of it and plant it in the ground, sounds like from our Gemara that such a plant would be chayv in Arla. Right? When you, it says clearly, right? We start at the beginning. We're counting, is it 3 years for Arla, or is it 4 years? What year is it if you plant it 30 days before? So take a look, first of all, at Tosas on Tesamid Beis, where it says, Markiv, Hu ha-markiv ilan b'chaveir, grafting, u'mashma de-mavrich, if you stick the head in the ground, u'markiv, or grafting, slab arla, v'kasha, to perakama de-arla, mashma, d'harkava potter min arla. It's a fairish in Mishnah in arla, it says that if you graft, there's no din of arla. So what in the world is our Gemara talking about? How you count the years of arla? There is no din of arla by grafting, period, or by sticking it. Look at it, look at the Mishnah. Answers, tells us, Yishlom and Dahasim, Kishlo Nifsaka Me'avia. Ah. There it's talking where you bent over the tree and planted it, and it grew from the new place, but you never severed it from the original plant. If you never severed it, that did doesn't have arla. It's considered to be a continuation of the first one. So the new plant doesn't have arla. But if you sever it from the original, then we restart counting the arla in the new thing when you planted the new one. If you severed it from the original plant, so then there's two din of arla. There's din of arla of the old one, and the din of arla of the new one. So that's the difference. That's one point. The other point that I wanted to point out, beautiful Taisus, take a look at Ben Chof Dal Chodesh Yom Echad on Yud Amud Aleph. Take a look at that Taisus. Ben Chof Dal Chodesh Yom Echad. So in our Gemara, we have a whole discussion here about whether Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashav Shana, or Shloshim Yom is Chashav Shana, right? Oh, take a look at this beautiful Tosas over here. Tosas says,
Take a look about 8 lines down in the Tosfos, where the lines start to get wide. The third line in the Tosfos, Ben Chavtal Shana. Velo l'chol mila armin et yomecha b'shana chashashana. If you hold one day in a year, it's going to be a year. That's not for all halachas. D'yesh tvarim da'fil me'es la'es b'inan. Some things, everyone agrees, you need from that day to that day. K'disnam b'perek yotzei dofen, ben tes shana v'yomecha. Ben yud gimel shana v'yomecha, bas yud be'y shana v'yomecha. Da'oso yom echad k'dei lahashlim me'es la'es.
What about bar mitzvah? Right? What are you going to say? Bar mitzvah. What are you going to tell me? The kid's 12 years old. One day later, make his bar mitzvah. One day later, says Tosfos. No. Bar mitzvah, everyone agrees that you have to wait till the day he was born. You wouldn't say the rule of Yom Echad Shana Chashana. That's a shiloh, the shach. And the Divrei Chamudos talk about, do you have to wait till that hour? Or is it enough that day? Let's say your kid was born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So on the day of his bar mitzvah, do you have to wait till he's chayiv in mitzvahs? Do you have to wait till 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Because the lashon of Tosfos is me'es la'es. Me'es la'es, so some want to say that the kid's not bar mitzvah till you get to that time of the day. Says the shach, no. Tosfos never meant to say that. Tosfos just means me'es la'es la'afuke, to exclude that you don't say one day in the year is going to be a year. You need to go to that day. But he didn't mean me'es la'es to that hour. There's apparently a brisker chumrah. There's a brisker chumrah that you have to wait mamish till that hour. He can't lead the davening till that hour that he was born. You got to wait till he's a full 13 years old. Till that hour that he was born. They say a story, I believe it's quoted on the... They say a story that the brisker rav, his kid became bar mitzvah 3 o'clock in the morning. So he davened marv the night before. So he woke his kid up at 3 a.m. and said, you got to say Kriya Shema again. Because the Kriya Shema that you said last night for Ma'ariv, you weren't yet a full bar mitzvah. You got to wait till that hour. Till that hour, you got to wait. He woke him up to tell him to say Shema again. I don't know why. They wait till the morning. What?
Is it the same with Bris Milah that you'd have to wait a full 8 days?
Right. That would be the same. Yeah, we don't hold that way. We don't hold that way. I was the same Bris Kachurma. I don't know. Okay. Let's continue. Now, where does this idea, is Yom Echad Chashiv Shana or Shloshim Yom Chashiv Shana, where does this come from? Says the Gemara, Am Yechen, Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both dasher from the same pasuk. Where? From the Mabel. Okay, almost a daf Yomi coincidence. Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Ahiba Chasa Shesh Miyot Shana Barishon Bechad Lachodesh. It was on the first and 600 years. Ba'achas v'sheish miyot shana. Barishon, the first month, Bechad l'chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when the water dried up. Rab Meir Savar, Midakati yom echad hudayel b'shana. Since it's only one day of the new year, and yet it calls it the 601st year. The Kakari Le Shana, and yet it calls it a year. Shma Mina Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. V'idach Rav Elezer says, what are you talking about? Iksiv B'Sheish Mios V'Achas Shana. If it would have said the 601st year, okay. Kidakar Amos. Hashat Iksiv V'Achas B'Sheish Mios Shana. Now that it says, Achas v'sheish mios shana. Shana ashesh mios kai. No, the word shana is only going on 600. Umay achas atchal to da'as kamar. It's the beginning of the next year, but it's not the full year. Rabbi Lazar, my time, but what's Rabbi Lazar's logic? The siv, barishon ve'echad lachodesh. Same pasuk. Barishon, midakat yom echad hu da'ayel b'chodesh, ve'kakari lechodesh, ma'amina, yom echad b'chodesh, kashav chodesh. That one day is going to be the whole month. If one day of a month is going to be a month, so 30 days of a year is going to be a year. We count a month based on its number of counting, and we count a year based on the months, says the Gemara. Michlal, from this whole discussion, we could learn, the Tarvayu Svirlu, They both hold b'nisan nivra ha'olam, that the world was created in Nisan, and therefore the year begins from Nisan. The year begins from Nisan. According to both of them, whether or not one day would be considered to be the year, or one month would be considered to be the year, either of them hold that b'nisan nivra ha'olam. So we will come back to this, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, about whether or not the world was created in Tishrei, or whether the world was created in Nisan. That's going to be the whole topic of discussion of tomorrow's daf. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
You too, Reb Zalman. Great to see you.
You too, Rabbi. Thank you.
Summer camp.